Well, thank you so much for joining us. You're listening to Issues in Focus. My name is Todd Christopher. Well, it's that time of year again, and I'm sure you've been hearing about Operation Christmas Child, either here on WRVM or maybe even at your church. This week is drop-off week for those shoeboxes, and that ends next Monday. That's November 24th. Joining us today is Tiffany Weber. She is a media support and community relations volunteer in Green Bay for Operation Christmas Child. That's Green Bay and the surrounding areas. So thank you, Tiffany, so much for joining us today.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Never too early to say that, right?
Especially this time of year.
Exactly. Yeah. Once we hit November, then we're pretty much set. Why don't we start, Tiffany, with those who may not be that familiar with Operation Christmas Child. Can you give us just a brief history and explanation?
Yes. Yeah, so Operation Christmas Child is a ministry of Samaritan's Purse. They do international relief. And it is the world's largest Christmas charity. Mm. So people, anybody, can take a shoebox, any shoebox you have at home, or you can pick up the red and green Go boxes at local churches or community displays, and you get to pack them fun and full of school supplies and toys and stuffed animals and Legos and soccer balls. And these get sent to kids all around the world in the name of Jesus.
Yeah, that's the most important thing, that it is all about Jesus. Give us some details on what these shoe boxes can be filled with. You talked about the fact that it can be fun to put together.
Yes. I always say use your kids or grandkids as a guide of what the kids want. You know,
there you go. Good idea.
A guide to use, like, my son loves Legos and Jurassic Park dinosaur things. I love packing those in shoeboxes because any kid anywhere is going to love a brand new pack of Legos. They're going to love a soccer ball with a pump. Like, you can deflate the soccer ball or even a volleyball and send that in the shoebox with a pump. And then also include school supplies. Some of these kids get these boxes, they're so excited for pencils. Like, that's something so simple that maybe in Africa they don't have a Walmart, a Walgreens down the road to go buy school supplies. And a lot of these children, if they don't have school supplies, they can't go to school. So always include coloring book and crayons and pencil, paper, pens, pencil sharpeners in your shoebox, because they're so needed and so loved that sometimes that is the favorite thing, is the simple things that we take for granted for.
Yes.
But school supplies and toys are always what I say to focus on in packing your gift.
Yeah. I mean, it is just amazing to see the videos of these kids getting those little things. And it really is it's the small things, the little things that can go so far for some of these kids. I know that Operation Christmas Child website there, SamaritansPurse.org, it is a great resource for information and a help to those putting the shoeboxes together. Can you go into detail how the website can help out those putting the shoebox together?
Yes, if you go to SamaritansPurse.org, you can find out what you can pack in a shoebox, what you can't pack in a shoebox. You can find labels to print, so you get to choose boy or girl in an age group, 2 to 4, 5 to 9, and 10 to 14, and that's what you're packing those gifts with that label.
Yeah.
And you can also follow your box. You can scan the QR code or pay a shipping donation online, and you get to find out what country your shoebox goes to. So the Samaritan's Purse website is a great resource for all kinds of information.
Something that I was curious about, is there any way to find out specifically what child gets your box? You know, what happened with that child that received the box?
So with the QR code, you could find out the country your shoebox goes to, but what I do and encourage other people to do is to write a letter to put in your shoebox. Tell the child that Jesus loves them, that you packed these gifts, and tell them Merry Christmas. Sometimes it's fun to be like, this is my favorite color, this is my favorite food, what is yours? And I include my email address. It's not necessary, but you can include a letter, and I include my email address, and I've gotten letters back from kids, the kids who have gotten the jump rope and the soccer ball,
seriously,
all the fun things that I've packed in the box, is that they email me back and say, thank you so much. I literally this week got a letter, an email from a child in Malawi, Africa.
That's incredible.
Literally to the other side of the world, and they're emailing me saying, keep on, you're doing a good thing, like encouraging me as a shoebox packer to keep sending these gifts, which is literally so encouraging at this time of year.
That's incredible. That's something I didn't know. So that's hopefully encouraging for someone who's thinking about doing that. Of course, we've got social media, Facebook, and Operation Christmas Child is there too. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, we have a local Operation Christmas Child Facebook page for the Green Bay and surrounding areas. You can find out useful information on the Facebook page OCC, which is Operation Christmas Child, OCC Green Bay, Wisconsin area.
So I'm going to give out that website one more time, SamaritansPurse.org. Is that the location of the website?
Yes, that is SamaritansPurse.org is the Operation Christmas Child Samaritans Purse website. Full of resources for you.
We've been talking with Tiffany Weber, who is a media supports and community relations volunteer in Green Bay and the surrounding areas for Operation Christmas Child. Tiffany, appreciate and love your enthusiasm for Operation Christmas Child. Thank you so much for taking
time. Thank you. It is a joy.
You've been listening to Issues in Focus, issues and ministries that matter to you.